Sounds. Commercial Bill Flamethrower. Boss Man in the BAM.
Baby, if you ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kinda tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while.
Live from the Peach Pit in historic Brewton, Alabama, it's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good morning and happy Friday to each of you. Welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good crowd in first thing this morning. Good morning, Rebecca Whitfield, Jeff Booker, Elisa Finley Hart. She's my humor twin, by the way. If Elisa Finley Hart laughs at it, then I probably would also. We share the exact same sense of humor.
Y'all have the same.
I love her post on Facebook. I get Elisa's sense of humor. Good morning, Elisa. Brian Lisby in as well. Donna Weaver. Miss Peach in. Good morning, Miss Peach. Ray Stewart. Hazel Wood, the birthday boy.
Happy birthday, boy.
Hazel. Steve Layton in. Good morning, Steve. And good morning, Ken.
Good morning, DJ.
Or should I say Dr. Johnny Fever?
Well, yeah, I like that one better. Good morning, Hazel.
Happy birthday!
How about that?
What a great way to start a program.
I don't know. Has there ever been a... Well, I mean, there's some great theme songs, but that's got to be one of the better ones.
It's near the top.
I mean, it has to be, doesn't it?
Good morning, Sarju Patel, Hal Whitman in as well, and mentioned Hayes having a birthday today. Have several supporters of this program having birthdays today. Tank Dassinger, I think Tank's turning 50 today, maybe.
Is Tank the big 5-0?
I think so. Coach Robbie Grace, our friend over at WS Neal, having a birthday as well, and Baxley Hall also celebrating a birthday. So hope each of you have a great day and everything goes your way on this, your Friday birthday. What about a Friday birthday? Those are extra special.
Man, you know, good morning, Tracy Miller. That's right. Thank God it's Friday. That's correct. Jersey Rick, good morning to you. Brooke
morning,
Young.
Rick.
Sarju, Hot Rod, Rodney Williamson in, Danny Smith, Patty Mitchell. Good morning to all of you. Samantha Pate, good morning. Yeah, how about a Friday birthday?
Extra special. Good morning, Jim Baggett. My guy Eli Cook in as well. I'll tell you what, just real quick, and Eli sent me a text yesterday. Last night actually made me aware of it. Our friends up at Monroeville, Coastal Alabama Community College, we mentioned Tyshawn Davis last week, you know, doing great things over at the basketball team. They were in the Final Four of the state tournament last night, beat Shelton State. They play in the finals tonight in Birmingham against Sneed State. The winner of that game goes to the national tournament in Kansas. So certainly want to wish Tyshawn well, and of course our friends at Coastal Alabama Community College, and for those that may be traveling up to Birmingham for the game, certainly be careful, and we look forward to pulling those guys through for a victory, hopefully.
Yeah, so they're doing big things over there.
And Tyshawn's a big part of it. He's, of course, a graduate at WS Neal. He's going to go on and play at the next level when this season ends, and we hope that's still a couple of weeks away, but look forward to seeing how they do tonight.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah. He's about 6'8", plays out on the perimeter. He's a matchup problem. Good morning, Stan Whitehead, John Commander, Holly Shirley in as well, Jason Tiepo. Good morning to each of you. Hope your Friday's off to a great start. We appreciate you spending the first part of the day here with us on Drive Time and look forward to visiting with you for the next 45 minutes or so.
Did you say 6'8"?
He's every bit of it.
Good gracious.
He's a player.
Good luck to the WS Neal Middle School, the University of Mobile Scholars Bowl competition. That's Susan Rhodes in this morning.
Good morning, absolutely.
Susan. Austin Egerton in as well, and big night for the Chamber last night.
Big night for the Chamber. Enjoyed the pictures that got shared. A lot of worthy people recognized for their efforts in our community. Of course, Joey Schell recognized as Citizen of the Year. Our coach, Frank Cotton, awarded with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Of course, that goes without saying in terms of the contributions he has made to this community. And then we also had a couple of students receive some awards. I need to see if I had. Good morning, Mom. Let's see if I have those.
Good morning.
Here, I did.
Ms. Jennings?
I was good enough to send it out. Yeah, I got it right here. The Donnie Roch Award went to Khadijah Askew, and the Philip Ellis Award went to Bradley Lowry. So congratulations to both those students receiving those cherished awards, and excited for them also.
And Joey Shell was Citizen of the Year.
And it looked like it was a packed house. I mean, I don't think
the house said it was sold out.
Sold out. And it was, I don't believe they could have fit two more people in there.
No. And, of course, like you said, Frank Cotton getting the Lifetime Achievement Award. And no one more deserving, in my opinion.
I promise you, he has put his handprint and footprint, however you want to call it, throughout this community in the educational system, obviously, of course, with city government and, of course, in the workforce also. But he is he was a friend to everybody, never met a stranger. And Coach Cotton will be long remembered and certainly well-deserving to recognize him last night. Proud of the chamber for doing that.
I am as well. And good morning, Tractor Bryant, in this morning with us.
Tractor, my guy.
Good to see you this morning.
Bunkmate.
Yeah. You know, talking about old school TV shows. Have you seen the post that Mr. Rogers talking to Congress back in?
I actually watched that. Amazing.
Did you watch that? I watched that. Congressman turn around in about 6 minutes.
Yeah,
he went from "What are we doing here? Why do you even want me here?" to "I want to watch the show." To "Hey, you got your money plus."
Yeah, plus.
Plus,
yeah,
and I don't care who you are. If you were a kid growing up around here, you watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know I did.
Sure.
Good morning, Kathy Tolan.
I was always kind of, you know, he always had the puppet show too, and he had that one puppet that was kind of, I was kind of scared of it. Which I don't like puppets to begin with, but the one that had the crown.
Oh, the king.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like the look.
Well, you know, he did all the puppets.
I know he did, but that one, I don't like puppets.
So you really don't like ventriloquists and that type of thing?
Oh, no. Do you remember the TV show Solid Gold?
Yes.
And they had
Willie Tyler and...
And they had the puppet, Lady Madame or whatever her name was.
Yeah. What was that? She was on the Love Boat some.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I cruised with her several times. Yeah. But yeah, it was... I don't like puppets.
Is it because you saw it too many times or something?
I can't explain it. I just kind of get a little freaked out when I see a puppet.
I mean, well, I get it. There's a lot of people don't like puppets. I don't like dolls. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Kinsley has this, like, I don't know, 3 foot, Darth Vader.
No.
From Star Wars.
Out.
And I've walked in the house before, and that thing was sitting there in the door when you walk in. And I'm not going to lie, I actually punched that thing one day when I walked in. I thought there was a man standing in my house. he had his arm up like this, I just punched him.
Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, T-Bone. Whitney Bush in from Catula, Texas this morning. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning, Whitney.
Wheezy Joiner in as well. Sherry Weaver, good morning to each of you, and hope your Friday's off to a great start.
Hazel said, we're thinking of Fraggle Rock. Hey, Fraggle Rock was a great show too, Hayes. I can't lie about that.
I don't know. Puppets.
I mean, so you just can't deal with them.
Not going to.
You got a problem with them.
Yep.
Well, I get it. I mean, I do. You know, there's a lot of people who have problems with puppets. You're not the only one.
Mm.
So you never liked puppet shows in school and things?
Never. I would try to find a way to excuse myself.
Didn't attend them.
Yeah. Out.
Good morning, Whitney. Sister in this morning, Tara White in, Elisa Thomas in, good morning.
You set him up for that, I tell you what. T-Bone just came in and said a 4 foot Darth Vader is sitting beside you right now. That was too easy. That was a self-serve there. Good morning, Samantha.
Let me tell you something.
You need to shut up.
I can change some of that.
He's one of those predatorial
man. He's a bully is what he is.
Yeah. He sits back and takes his shots only when he knows he can take one.
He's a bully
for most of the time. But now T-Bone, I don't know if you heard it or not, but Chief, he sided with DJ. He's team DJ. He said that rusty wheel you got, he's a little bit concerned about. So he's
Paul's Crossed is in with me.
Yeah, Paul's Crossed is that's right.
They've started a little unofficial campaign, Team DJ. So
they certainly have. Looking and that's good. Good morning, Kathy Mack. She's in with us this morning. JP,
morning, Kathy.
John Pierce,
the coach, Viking Strong.
That's right. That's right. You know, talking about Paul's Crossed, I saw last night where they somebody got a they call it a Labradane, a Labrador and a Great Dane mix, and that was a good morning. That's right, Happy Friday, Kathy Mike. That's right, Happy Friday. Big dog. They said they needed a foster, and it came with a big crate. And I want to tell you something. It needed to come with a big house.
Yeah, no joke.
Good morning, Trent Davison. Good to see you this morning.
Good morning, Trent. My daddy's in also. Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning, Father Ted. JP says he is Team DJ.
Viking Strong,
there's
baby.
Another one.
Viking Strong. There's, he's bringing some gear down next week, I believe.
Oh, really?
I think so.
So, DJ, I mean, T-Bone, I'm going to tell you, man, they're stacking up against you. They really are. Flashback Friday today. How about that?
I love it. I've been. I hate that I missed last Friday when I was down at Andrews, but I love it. I can't wait to see what you have in store for us.
Well, good morning, David Grasman. You know, I've thought about this and kind of give it some thought, and I was like, you know, now that there is Google, you know, when you ask questions, people, you know, we talked about this. You just Google something up, and we talked about last Friday, and, you know, all they got to do is Google it up, and bam, they've got the answer. And right. Say, what do you do to that? I mean, how do you? So you go back, you do it like old school TK or G100. I know you
know G100.
Yeah, G100.
Yes, sir.
You go back, you do it like that. But you got to do it like the fourth caller, the sixth caller, the ninth caller, what have you, you know. Hazel said he's worried about DJ's hamstring giving out. I need 50 lunge squats every morning. He's already
50,
done.
Huh?
He actually did 50 push-ups before he sat down at the table. And you notice the juggernaut is back on the table. First time this weekend.
It was here yesterday also.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Okay. Well,
that was the first time this week.
Okay. Well, that shows you where my mind was at. But good morning, Manasco, and there's T-Bone in on this side, and of course, Doc, Joe Ellington, good morning to you.
Morning, Doc. Good morning, Miss Chamberlain.
Manasco, we sure have been missing some of that fine, what Major Payne say, and some mighty fine fiddles.
You know, you mentioned Paul's Cross, and of course, we had them here earlier this week. They have their 5K tomorrow morning down at O'Bannon Park. I think the registration point's going to be there around Gordy Pet Park or whatever the official name of it is, but that starts early in the morning, $20. Of course, it all goes to support the Paul's Cross mission there. So if you don't have plans, first thing in the morning, get out and enjoy some good fellowship and support a good cause.
So are we going to take calls, or are we going to let people just say what they're hearing?
Let's take calls.
I mean, is that what we want to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can mix it up if you want to, but
no. Well, I'd rather take a call. Yeah. Okay. Well, here, let's do this. What are we going to give away? You know, I love giving other people stuff away.
I don't want to get in trouble, but could we give away a car?
Yeah, we can give one away. We can actually, but we got to charge somebody a lot of tax. But yeah, we can give it away. That's no problem. I mean, we have no problem doing that at all. We just got to charge a lot of tax with it. But
what do you think old Clipper would think about that?
He probably.
How many y'all moved today? Three. Yeah. Gave them all away.
Yeah. We actually got rid of three. But well, how'd you do? Well, one of them was WKRP. One of them was the Jefferson. I mean, you know, I don't know if he'd be too happy about that.
Hey, good morning, Ramona.
Hayes said, give away that milk jug of despair. and Manasco said, lunge at those donuts. But I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, something. What's going on, Tommy? I'm thinking something, you know, why don't we just pick a business and give something away of theirs?
Is Josh Goblin in?
I mean, I was going to say, I wonder if he'd get mad if we gave
away.
Like,
dinner for 12 at Davis Cat. Dinner for 12 tonight at Davis Catfish at 7 o'clock.
Right, prime time. 12 top. And the minimum you can order is the ribeye.
This is actually pretty fun. Yeah. Yeah. Good morning, Bubba.
Okay, so here's what we'll do. Because I should have called somebody. I guess we want to get somebody else's stuff away. I should have called them. Good morning, Bubba. Before we jumped in this morning. Good morning, Annette Crenshaw. I'm going to tell you something. Annette Crenshaw is one of the sweetest.
Maybe the sweetest.
Kindest, maybe. Finest. I mean, that is a fine lady right there.
Yes, she is.
I'm going to tell you. I don't know if I've ever seen her without a smile on her face. Ever.
I can't recall one time. Not one time.
I'm serious. I can't remember.
And but, she's been in service before. That's not a place that you
know. You don't see smiles there. That's right. Good morning, Elka. Good to see you this morning. But yeah, I'm, let's say, what if we give away, on this first one, cause it's kind of, I mean, I don't want to make it too difficult. Let's just give away a detail. How about that? We'll give away a free detail.
All right.
At either store, you know, whichever one you choose, but we'll give away a free detail.
Good morning, Jesse.
And, there's MC in with us this morning.
Good morning, MC.
We're going to play just a little bit of it and we'll let you see if y'all can't, if you can't get it.
What's the phone number?
Oh, that's right.
On my side.
Let me type it in too. So the phone number to call is 251-212-0054.
All right, I've got it posted as well.
All right, so you ready? We're going to play a little bit of it.
I hear you, Wheezy.
Here we go. This is the first one we're going to do this morning, and we're going to see how many people can get it. That's all we're playing. If you don't know what it is after that, good morning, Edie Kelly. Paul's crossed.
Wow. Oh, yeah. LOL behind it. Never mind. I didn't know. Sarge, you sent me a text. I didn't know if that was legitimate or not.
Well, so. I mean, hey, ain't nobody calling, but I got people over there. Sarge, you did.
Oh, no. It had nothing to do with the name of the team.
Oh, well, Nelly Rock, he hit it. Hill Street Blues.
I can promise you, he'll know every one of them.
Nelly Rock,
he'll win
it.
This game all day long.
Hazel said St. Elsewhere. That
Hill Street Blues.
It's Hill Street Blues.
Hey, be careful out there.
Oh man.
One of the finest police forces ever.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Let me see. Let me get this jeweled up right here. Come on, you're on drive time.
Am I the 10th caller?
No, you're not the 10th caller. You're actually the first caller. But Nelly Rock already beat you to it.
Well, I'm sure he did. But was it Cheers?
No, it wasn't Cheers. It's Hill Street Blues,
man.
Oh, let's be safe out there. Well, y'all be safe out there.
I mean,
that's really not the reason I'm calling. I'm really calling because my feelings get hurt because everybody is jumping on Team DJ. But I just want DJ to know that's just going to motivate me. Train even harder. So now I'm laying out there for you, DJ. So you know what you're up against. I'm going to 3 workouts a day from now until then. So,
well, I want you to know this. I have certainly enjoyed and appreciated all the well wishes and the encouragement that I've had. I got a card in the mail yesterday from Mitchell, and it meant the world to me. Wishing me well. He had four or five different crayons that he used, and I've got it on the mantle. And, him wishing me well in that race just meant the world to me. So when you see your son this afternoon, give him a big hug for me and tell him I'm going to get it done for him.
Well, I'll tell you, that makes me proud as a father because I have brought him up and trained him to be for the underdog and be for the less fortunate. So I can see that my lessons have taken. So,
hey,
good job, Nick. All right, well, I'll let y'all go, but I just wanted DJ to know it's 3 days a week, 3 days, 3 times a day now. So, get it in gear, Big Daddy.
Who are you with?
I've got to call you back with a time too, because I haven't seen the schedule yet about when we play in April time. So when the times come available, I'll let you know when we're gonna do it. But what time are y'all planning on doing it?
We're going to be back from Spanish Fort probably in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm guessing okay. 4 or 5. I mean, we'll be back by then. So just at some point after that.
Well, I just need to clear my schedule, clear my calendar, and then I'll start pacing out. So I'll be doing my sprints at that time of the day, so my body can be adjusted. So
Well, make sure you do, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of people stacking up down this way on Team DJ. A lot of them.
Well, I wonder how many golf cart batteries he's worn out training up for the 109 yet.
I don't know, but I tell you what, you probably need to round up the troops. Maybe get Wetumpka behind you or something. Because seems like Bruton might be jumping up behind DJ.
This is what's going to be the weird thing, Ken. Because, that's my hometown. And wherever we decide to run out, whether it's stadium or down at Kick at the Creek or whatever, I'm going to be the visitor, so to speak, in my own hometown. And that's going to be a little weird to me. But like I think I've said before, I always like being the underdog. And I always like playing away rather than home. So I like it. I like it. I like being the away guy. I like being the one that nobody pulls for. That gets me motivated.
You like your chances, is what you're saying.
I like my chances. If I didn't have a 19 inch metal rod in my right leg, I'd love my chances. But I think I'm gonna tell you what. Sensei Spike has revolutionized the way I look at eating and my health and. I'm tell you, you're in for it, DJ. I'm telling you, in for it, buddy.
You talk about metal rods. It never bothered Steve Austin. He never used it as an excuse. Don't give him Steve Austin 6 feet number.
Yeah, but the thing with difference between me and Steve Austin, he's subsidized by the government, and I'm not. So.
Let me ask you this before you go. Are you gonna run with your selfie stick?
Yeah, well, I'm looking for, honestly, you must have spies up here like I have down in Bruton, because people have told me about the golf cart tires and batteries you've had to change. But I have actually been trying to. I'm a thinker and I'm a processor and I'm a doer, and I've actually been trying to think of something that I could make and mount so it could video us.
Hey Tony.
Yeah.
We know you're a processor.
I really thought about suing Saban whenever he started talking about the process. He moved into my state and started talking about the process. But I figured I'd let that go, since he is the second most powerful man in Alabama, just behind DJ.
Oh, Lord.
All right. I'm about to go. I'm actually over in Phoenix City. I drove up. My daughter and them are having a two-day tournament over here. And so I'm about to leave the hotel and go watch some softball. So y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy the show.
Good luck to her.
Yeah, I'm look forward to listening to the new coach. I've read a few things on him, and heard some good things about him. I know some people who know him and the coaching community and talked to him, and everybody's had really high praises to sing so about him. So I'm looking forward to hear what kind of philosophy he has as far as offense, defense, and that sort of stuff. So y'all ask some hard hitting questions. I want
to
know.
Good luck to your daughter.
Thank you. I appreciate it. See y'all later.
See ya.
Bye.
Good morning, Brandon Swain, the Deacon in as well. Good morning, Deacon. Melissa Henry McMillan. Kristen Kennedy, Maggie Peavy also watching. Jay Will in the house. Good morning to each of you, and welcome to Friday.
And Sarju says she is pulling for none other than T-Bone.
Well, she's a classmate.
I understand that. Class of 90.
That's what it's got to be.
Good morning, Kim Owens, Mickey Howington, Coach Don Smith, George Davis, and Danny Moore. Good morning.
I can appreciate that. Class of 90.
I still love Hazel's Asher, St. Elsewhere. That's another classic 80s show.
What's that?
St. Elsewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jim Baggett, no. Jim Baggett said, as stated here, instead of the 109, he wants to see Burnham and I pad up and run a 10-yard Oklahoma drill. He'll throw $20 towards a charity of your choice. I'm out, Baggett. Out on that.
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's just do these for fun. How about that?
I'm having fun.
Yeah, so we're going to play.
And Nelson, give somebody else a chance, Nelson.
We're going to play one that... just a little bit of this one as well. All right, so here we go. That's it. Somebody name that tune. Tick, 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 tick.
I don't know it.
We need the Jeopardy.
I recognize the tune, but I cannot call the name of the show.
We need the Jeopardy thing. James Carroll, good morning. Charles Apple, good morning. Happy. Yep. Jamie Neal, classmate. What's going on, James? Greatest American Hero.
Greatest American Hero. Okay, that's right. Yeah. Man, that's going way back.
Hey, man, that was a great show.
Yes, it was.
Blonde-haired Superman.
Who got
dude.
That right?
Jamie Neal.
Great. Great.
Nelly got it. Nelly came in with it, too.
Jay Will comes in with Walking on Air. He thought it was a song. These are TV shows, Jay Will. Theme songs, TV shows. But thanks for playing. That Jay Will is something else. Yeah, Holly Shirley came in with it. She had it also.
Hot Rod come in with Believe It or Not.
Believe It
or Not. I mean, that is the course.
Yeah. Did Night Danger ever cover that, Hot Rod?
Yeah, right. I don't know if they did.
Night Ranger.
We understand, Manesca. But listen, we're just saying we're looking for some more of that grub. Waiting on some of that that good stuff. Good morning, Lauren Yoder. Of course, Lauren with United Bank here locally and doing big things down there. So that is an old one. I mean, that's an old song.
That's getting back there, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is an old, old, old song, Greatest American Hero, no doubt. So
I love hearing this stuff. I mentioned it last week. It just takes me to a safe place. I like it.
Well, you know,
my morning had gotten off to a rough start, but this has brought me back in, and I like this.
If you can't have fun doing this, then I don't know what else you can do. You know what I mean? So
feel good. I like it.
Let's do one more, and then we'll
at least one more.
We'll do one more, and we'll call it a.
How many do you have?
I got a bunch.
Do you have like hundreds?
Yes,
or dozens.
No, I have hundreds.
Wow.
So, this one ought to be easy. I don't know. I don't know if I want to do it. I'll do it anyway.
Good morning, Keith.
Even though it may be easy. There's Bubba Roby.
Bubba Roby in the house.
We were talking. I'm glad Hunts to see
Vegas.
You, Bubba. We were talking about you, Bubba, early this week?
Yes.
Love the fact that you saw the bullet Bob Armstrong doing the Bad to the Bone dance in the middle of the ring. Up there at the wrestling.
Bubba's daddy has wrestled Bob Armstrong.
You're kidding.
Bubba's daddy's Mr. Wrestler number two.
You're lying. Are you serious? I'm gonna tell you something.
Bubba, chime in.
If that's the case, I want that man's autograph.
Bubba
Mr.
Roby,
Wrestling number one and two were famous.
Well,
famous.
Well, Bubba's famous. But a couple of years ago.
Evidently,
it was Bubba Roby's daddy's birthday. And he said, for those of you who have time, please wish my daddy, also known as Mr. Wrestler number two, a happy birthday.
Bubba, I won't need you to confirm or deny that. As an old school wrestling fanatic that I am, I'm going to need you to confirm or deny that right there. That's good.
Yes, sir. And we need to get up with Bubba. We haven't, we talked to him a while back here, but we're still going to make plans to
call Bubba right now.
Get with him in the near future.
Bubba's available or
talk
not.
About some things. Feel Good Friday, Elisa Hart. You got it.
That's right. Okay. So Bubba hadn't answered back, but maybe he will. So we're going to play this one. This is a little bit easier.
Jay Will, try again, buddy.
Yeah. He was with the white mask, Hot Rod. Mr. Wrestling number two had the white mask. Number one did too. Both of them had the white mask. Patrick Neely.
Mr. Wrestler number two had the $1 million knee lift.
That's right.
That was his signature move.
That's right.
Morning, Patrick.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
It's a free-for-all, so how fast you can type is going to be how fast you can get it in it. Here we go.
Oh, man. Great jam. That's great jam.
Nelly Rock had it. Hazel had it.
Wheezy Joyner has it.
Here's Hazel, Sanford and Sons.
I remember Lamont.
Me too. And I remember Julio next door.
Grady.
I remember Rollo, the buddy.
Aunt Esther.
Aunt Esther. Woody. Woodrow, Aunt Esther's husband. Yeah. Who was... What episode was it that Bubba went down there and acted like his name was Blind Melon Jelly, and he kept saying all he would say is, "I want my daddy's records."
That is my vote for number one. That's my favorite theme song of all time. That's a good jam. I mean, you could dance to it. Yeah, man, that's good stuff.
There's Danny and Sarge you in with it. Connie Vegas says, "I'm coming home, Elizabeth."
Yeah. Elizabeth Bush just had the same thing. Justin Willett said he was their neighbors.
Well, I don't doubt that. Danny said the 80s seemed a lot safer. Used to ride his bicycle all over Charleston, South Carolina before he turned 10. Yeah, hey, you're right, Danny. Nothing's the same like that anymore. But I tell you what, back in those days with those shows and during those times, it was great. I mean, it just was. How could you not like those shows? Let me tell you something. That's my father. He loves that show.
Safe Place, man.
He thinks that's the greatest television show of all time.
I'm just in a real safe place right now.
I mean, it just is what it is, you know?
Good stuff.
So that's your favorite.
That's my favorite.
Well, and I can't say that's a bad favorite. I mean, for sure. So, you want me to do one more?
Yeah, I do.
We've got about, I don't know, 8 or 10 minutes or whatever.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
That's I'm already ready for next Friday.
Blind Melon Jelly record collection. That's right. Man. That's another good one right there, Manasco. I'm not sure how many people will get this one. Not saying they won't, but
Steve Nelson will.
Well, we're about to find out.
He'd be my horse in this race. I can tell you that.
Let me tune one up right here and see. So you're saying he's going to get it?
Yeah,
for sure.
I feel pretty good about it.
All right. Name that tune. Who can do it?
Who Once again, it? I know it, but I can't call it.
I know it. I know it. I didn't have to look at it. I can tell you what it is. It's because one of my favorite shows of all time. Connie B's in with it. Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels, yeah.
There's Manasco in with it.
Jay Will came in with Fantasy Island. The Blade had it. The Blade. Jay Will is the worst player, but Fantasy he might be my Island. Favorite player. Yeah, yeah.
The play.
Alisa Hart's in it with as well. Sherry Weaver, Stan Whitehead, Whitney Bush, they all got it.
But the
Jay Will.
Listen, Nelly Rock even said Fantasy Island.
Yeah. Oh, did he really? Oh, man.
Nelly.
Wow.
You just messed it up, man. Rock. Let me tell you something. You just messed. DJ, all this confidence is blown now.
Man.
Cindy Fleming in with it.
Good stuff.
Cindy Fleming in with Charlie's Angels. Hot Rod in with it. Hazel in with it. Kathy Mack said Love Boat. Close. Patrick Neely was in with it. He had it. Kathy Tolan was in with it. You know, Charlie's Angels, I mean, man, how can you not remember Charlie's Angels? The actual... Farrah Fawcett.
Oh yeah,
I mean the original Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. Did Charlie ever show himself on any of the episodes?
Never.
I know that he's always in the box, talking out of the box there at Bosley's desk.
Never.
Never showed himself.
Not in one episode.
Wow.
And if somebody out there wants to correct me on that, but I actually looked that up and I cannot find anywhere where it says they did.
Jay Will.
Connie Vegas said Nelly Demers. Demeritus.
Gary Stuckey's in with it.
Mary Chandler said RBI.
Jay Will's a gamer now. I'll give him that.
I'll tell you.
He's a gamer.
I can't believe that Nelly Rock got that wrong.
I'm disappointed in that. That shocks me, to be honest with you.
Hot Rod, that's exactly what I was thinking about the poster. If you were any sort of a kid fan of Charlie's Angel, you had the Farrah Fawcett poster.
And that's kind of what surprises me with Nelson, because he wanted to be a Charlie's Angel. He'd have been the karate one, dude. Didn't want to, wasn't one of them especially karate?
Yeah. The tall one. Her Sabrina.
I thought Sabrina was the
Sabrina was the tall one. Well, she was, but she was the tall one.
Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline Smith was the one on the left.
Who was she? Was she Kelly?
She was Kelly.
Okay. And who was Sabrina? Or who'd you say?
Well,
what were the character names? Kelly?
Well, you had Kelly, which was Jacqueline Smith.
Yeah.
You had Sabrina, which was, I can't think of her name.
Good morning, Trent.
And then Farrah Fawcett, I can't remember her character's name because I didn't care. Oh, there it is. Kate Jackson. Yeah, Kate Jackson.
And what exactly was Bosley's role? Was he like, I mean, what did he do?
He was like the secretary.
He was the middle man, kind of like the dude on
Magnum P.I., Higdon. He was kind of like Higdon in that Higgins. He was kind of like Higgins in that he knew who Charlie was.
But he didn't fight crime. He didn't do anything.
But from time to time, he got called out on a mission or two. You know, he had to pull a gun from time to time.
Now, do we know whose voice Charlie was?
Yeah. Hazel said he was an old pimp.
Jerry Weaver said the same. Will says Blake Harrington was Charlie.
That's correct. That's exactly who it was from Dynasty.
Okay.
But now that's not Blake Harrington. You know, obviously that's not his,
right.
That's not, I can't think of that guy's, the actor's real name. But that's correct. Blake Harrington was the voice of Charlie.
Holly concurs, thinks that Bosley was a pimp.
Well, man, how can you not say?
I mean, if you want to look into it and kind of read between the lines, yeah, I mean, you could certainly come to that conclusion. I just don't remember him ever fighting crime or playing a part in righting wrongs.
Well, I can tell you this. I know they never showed Charlie ever on an episode. T-Bone said Rock would have been the nervous angel.
Oh,
but I can tell you this: they did show Mr. Who was it on Magnum? Mr. Whatever the guy's name was that owned the estate and owned all the stuff that Magnum worked for and Higgins worked for. Higgins was Robin Masters.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Higgins was him.
Okay,
the whole time.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
So you've told me something I didn't know.
Yes.
You know, talking about Charlie's Angels and the Homecoming.
The fourth angel was the
Nelson.
Well, the fourth angel, Hot Rod asked who the fourth angel was. You remember Farrah Fawcett left and another girl came in, but I can't think of what her name was.
You know, Homecoming for T.R. Miller this fall is going to be October 12th. And back in the day, I was in the middle school, but got to see the skit a couple of times. The class of 83, of course, will be
Cheryl Ladd. That's the fourth angel. That's right. Thank you, Cindy.
The class of 83 will be celebrating their homecoming this fall.
Good morning, Stephen.
Two of their class members, Robert Nettles and David Maddox, did a jam-up Blues Brothers skit at different times during pep rallies. And I've been trying to, along with others, have been encouraging them to do something at this year's pep rally just as a little flashback. And I think they're going to do it. It'll be awesome if they're able to put that together and do a little something. But I was thinking, since the class of 83 is already going to be participating in that way, I'd like to see Connie Baggett and Carmen Miller and Steve Nelson maybe also do a Charlie's Angels skit. That would have been the Charlie's Angels in 83.
That would have been awesome.
Connie, Carmen, and Steve. Yeah, Connie, Carmen, and Rock. So if we can see, put that together also, Connie, Rock, help me out there.
Yeah. Y'all make that happen. That would be great. That'd be great great TV or great internet TV.
The class of 88 will certainly be pulling for you.
Great podcasting. Whatever you want to call it.
We'd have to get that on tape.
Yeah, for sure.
We would have to capture
Connie,
that.
Connie says she's in.
Yeah.
Nelly Rock, we're waiting on you, man. You're the one holding up this game.
He'll do it.
Yeah. I want to be Charlie. Well, no, you got to have somebody from 83. Who would it be?
Stephen Smith. He's an 83 also.
Let him get over there.
Yeah.
Behind the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
he could be Bosley. And then maybe Steve White could be Charlie.
Let him talk through old school telephone.
Yeah. Steve White likes
call
to be,
into that little speaker.
Steve White likes to be behind the scene.
There you go.
Steve White is Charlie. Stephen Smith is Bosley. And then the Angels will be Connie, Carmen, and Rock.
Nailer Rock said Class of 88 should do the Dukes of Hazzard.
We could do that.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I guess he wants me to be Boss Hog. Put my white suit on.
I will tell you, that's another classic show right there, man. Classic.
I could get a...
Classic.
I could get Neely to be Roscoe.
Yeah.
He's in with us this morning. Yeah, we might do a little something, too. We may just take over the pepper out of that day. All the classes do a little skit. That'd be great.
That would be. Nothing but 80s shows. You know, was it Wild at Heart that had an 80s party a couple years ago?
I think so.
Where everybody dressed up like the 80s.
Well, I think they had like a prom. Like it was a... Maybe an 80s
prom
or something.
Did they play all 80s music?
I don't know.
See, here's what I think would be awesome. Let's have an 80s party where it's all 80s music. Where you can't... Everything you play has to be from the 80s.
Yeah.
Everything. Connie wants to know who would be Daisy Duke. Class of 88.
We had several to choose from.
Neely said he's in.
Martha Clay, probably. She'd do it.
There you go.
Martha'd do it.
There you go. You know, my class, Hazel, if you're still in there, my class, we did Grease as our senior play in 92.
Yes, y'all did.
And, and
remember it well.
And, DJ Cindy. And Cindy Fleming said you could borrow her Daisy Dukes.
We'll do that. We will do that.
Neely said Kaufman can be Cooter. Good morning, gosh. Shannon Odom. Sarju said yes, bartending.
Who said that?
Sarju.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But get back to what I was trying to say. So I happened to be the opening deal. Like the first thing of that play was me. Cause I played the Vince Fontaine guy, the guy at the dance, you know, that done the talking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, once flirting it up with old girl that, you know, told him her name was Marty Maraschino.
Marty Maraschino.
As in, you know, you know, like the cherry. So anyway, so you know, I mean, so you do it all. Well, back then,
I guarantee you, Lisa Hart's laughing also, by the way.
So back then you did it like Thursday night and Friday night. Friday night or Saturday night, I think it was. Mm-hmm. So Friday night, you had to be serious with it, right? And then Saturday night, it was kind of whatever. And, anyway, I'm not going to mention who it was in the audience that came to see the play that Saturday night, but you know who I'm talking about.
Saturday night was... Woodford and Patterson Auditorium has never had so many people.
That place was that.
After the reviews had gotten out, y'all through Todd's Bait Shop and the Oaks, tickets were getting scalped for $100. So, Grease Lightning.
Boz, you know, and Dusty and a couple of those guys were the T-Birds, right?
Yeah.
So anyhow, where I was going with that is you talk about getting together doing skits and that type of thing, and
I'll vote for that one. Right now, we are officially inviting the class of 1992 to please come be a part of Homecoming 2018.
performances on Wednesday, Thursday. This thing is going south in a hurry.
We apologize.
Cue the music. I'm
done. I'm telling you, I'm done.
Okay. Can you take it out?
I'll tell you, we have had probably too good of a time in here this morning. We appreciate y'all joining us here on Drive Time. Hope y'all have a great weekend, and we will see y'all on the other side. This has been brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. 69, we had some guys from school. We had a band and we tried real hard. But Jimmy quit and Jody got a mirror. I should have known we'd never get far. Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.